In 1936, I finished studying and completed my legal clerkship. I worked for 3 years in the courts as a judicial trainee. I had to take on defense cases also at the special court. I almost didn't begin my legal internship. As a prospective civil servant, I had to swear an oath to Adolf Hitler. Hitler had previous convictions for libel, breach of the peace, and high treason. Completely unconstitutionally, by means of deception, force, and the enabling act of March 23, 1933, he had transferred the power of legislature to himself. On June 30, 1934, under the pretense that a putsch had been attempted, he had had 90 men and women murdered without reference to any court. And now, to become a civil servant, I was to swear an oath to him. Refusal to take the oath would have meant the end of my legal career. But why should I ruin my career by making an official declaration that in no way bound my conscience? Hitler himself laid no value on political oaths. He never took the oath he, as Reich Chancellor, had sworn to the Weimar Constitution on January 30th, 1933, seriously, and he broke it instantly. Thus, on May 2nd, 1936, by repetition of the oath and raising of the right hand, I declared the following. I swear that I will be loyal and obedient to the Führer of the German Reich and people, Adolf Hitler. That I will observe the laws and conscientiously perform my official duties, so help me God. As ever, I lived with my mother at Anglerstraße 7. Every morning I cycled to the lawyer's office at Stachus, where I worked. Nützel und Latona was one of the biggest firms in Munich. Their offices were opposite the Palace of Justice, where I had to go several times a week as representative of the two attorneys to observe the more minor cases. Here I witnessed, for instance, how an honest family man with wife and child was evicted for not having hung out a swastika flag on April 20th, the Führer's birthday, not even when the NSDAP local branch leader had given him one for free. The judge declared the tenant's behavior to constitute an unacceptable disturbance for the household and granted the owner's petition for eviction.